Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. We have an exciting show for you today. Here on The Dean Show, a former tour manager for some of the most famous celebrities out there in the world. And he's here on The Dean Show to give us some of the insight on what really goes on behind the scenes. So you don't want to miss this show. Here on The Dean Show, George Green. We'll be right back.
This is The Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
We're back here on The Dean Show, and with us, former tour manager for some of the most famous celebrities in the world, George Green. Welcome to The Dean Show. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. Thank you.
George Green, tell us a little bit about your history and the work you used to do with people such as Jay-Z, 50, and the likes of.
I've had the opportunity to work for Jay-Z at his multi-million dollar record label, Rockefeller Records, for about 6 to 8 years. I started off as an intern before actually working for Jay-Z, and once hired in and got the opportunity, I started off as doing marketing, branding, and promotions, and that led into tour management.
What were some of the other famous celebrities that you worked with in the past before coming to Islam?
I've worked for 50 Cent, I've worked for Kanye West, I've worked with Snoop, I've worked with Jim Jones, Cameron, I've worked with the countless A-list artists. The list is extremely long. I mean, so many, too many to name, actually.
Tell us, what attracted you to this lifestyle?
Well, the lifestyle is welcoming. The lifestyle, it's appealing to young people. Sometime older, mature people as well. I mean, the cars, the jewelry, the women, the money, the just the extreme lifestyle of looking like you have no problems and you are just in a comfortable, appealing lifestyle.
George Green, tell us, being around all these celebrities, all these famous people, can you tell us what was the day-to-day lifestyle of a celebrity like?
Well, the day-to-day lifestyle consisted of drugs, women, alcohol, partying, and just countless traveling, just numerous hours of traveling, tour bus, planes, and lots of partying.
Now here's the crucial question: were you happy?
I personally was not happy. I was just looking for something that I never was able to find. I had no substance. I was looking for women daily, drugs daily, just constant things that never made me feel complete as a person. I never found that sense of completeness. I never found the opportunity to feel whole and feeling like I was able to find myself. I was constantly chasing the same thing, the short-term happiness and the short-term fulfillment. Never found what I was looking for until I found Allah.
George, along with working for some of the most famous people in the world, these celebrities that you mentioned, did you get a chance to hang out with them while you weren't working on a regular basis?
Yes, I toured with them everywhere they went, from city to city, country to country. Most of the time we just toured, performed, did our shows, whatever country or city we were in, and most people, not naming any names, everyone would afterwards resort to women, the drugs, the alcohol, the short-term fulfillment. It's all a fantasy. It's a fantasy of short-term happiness, short-term fun, and you just repeat it over and over and over daily.
Now, George, tell us, when did you get exposed to Islam?
Well, I was exposed to Islam about 5-6 years ago, traveling abroad. I was exposed to the Middle East, and once I was in this, in the Middle East, I got a chance to see Islam from a different perspective, because growing up and seeing a lot of Muslims, I wasn't really exposed to a lot of practicing Muslims. And I was exposed to the American media, which didn't portray a really the best example of a Muslim. So going to the Middle East allowed me a chance to see Islam from a different perspective. And I saw how welcoming people were towards Islam. I saw the unity, and I saw the brother and sisterhood, and I saw the everyone were unified as to how they went to pray, and everyone was unified into doing things by Islam. And I was just impressed by that, and I started to take an interest and started to study and read and ask questions to active practicing Muslims. And inshallah, you know, mashallah, I'm now here a Muslim, and I was able to basically find out for myself the truth of Islam, and I just took an interest and I took my Shahada, and here I am now a Muslim.
George, when was the turning point in your life where you finally realized that Islam, submission, Islam is simply an Arabic word which means submission to the will of God. When did you realize that this was indeed the truth revealed from the Creator, not a man-made religion organized by man or men, but indeed it was from the Creator of the heavens and the earth? When did you finally realize this?
Well, I was always searching for, I never once claimed a religion, and I was always searching. I always believed in God, I always believed in a higher power, but I never could really find what I wanted through Christianity or any of these other things. So I just had a, I woke up one day and just started to research about the holy books. I started to find out more about the Holy Quran, about how the integrity of Islam was protected for over 1,000 years. I started to find out more about the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. And I was convinced that Islam was the correct way. I was convinced that Allah was the only way. And I was convinced that it was time for me to become a Muslim.
George, tell us, how has Islam improved your life?
Islam has improved my life in several areas. It has allowed me to become more patient. It has allowed me to see life in a broader perspective, become a better man, not live a worldly temptation lifestyle. And it has allowed me to be more responsible as a man and as one with my relationship with Allah. And it has allowed me to just be more less tempting and more responsible as a person. It's allowed me to be step away from worldly temptations and continue to ask Allah to guide me, continue to give me more patience. And it has just strengthened my relationship with Allah in many ways before Islam came into my life.
Let's go back in history just a little bit more. Did you ever rap yourself?
I was more hired help, never rap, never was an artist. I was always hired help. I was always the person responsible for helping the artist to be successful on tour. I'm responsible for helping them to have what they need on stage, dressing rooms, helping them to be punctual, helping them be detailed on tour, things like that.
George, tell us, now you've gotten to spend a lot of time with some of the most famous people, famous celebrities, people that are out there. People are idolizing them. You got to spend time with them. Now you are behind the scenes. Tell us, did you see them as truly being happy, truly having peace and contentment in life?
Well, I can't really speak for people, but I know myself. Most of these people are living lifestyles, and it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all imagery. I don't want to speak for anyone, but I'm sure that these people are not completely happy with this lifestyle. Because this lifestyle brings along other things. It brings along violence. It brings along more temptation. It brings along, it welcomes lots of issues. And I'm sure that it's a very stressful lifestyle when you have to portray a certain image in the public's eye. And when you are rapping or singing about this lifestyle, you have to live it as well. And I'm sure this is not the easiest thing to do.
George, tell us, has it been challenging being a new Muslim?
It's been very challenging being a new Muslim. I deal with multiple challenges. I deal with a lot of worldly challenges that I have, you know, been asking Allah to continue to remove me from. It's a lot of cultural challenges. Deal with a lot of just other Muslims interested in you changing overnight. Other Muslims being a little rough on you. Everything you do is considered haram, and it's tough. But it's always the worldly temptations are always seem to be more welcoming. Now that you are closer to Allah, these things become more welcoming, more women come your way, more worldly temptations come your way, and it's just a challenge to try to stay away from these things, and it seems the more you get closer to Allah, the more worldly temptations come into your life, or try to come into your life, because Allah has been doing a great job with keeping me focused, keeping me away from these things and helping me get to a better place.
We'll be right back.
When it's close to death, they say, oh God, don't let me die. But he's got something better than this world.
What's God going to get out of punishing you anyway?
We have to connect to this understanding that the Quran is from God, that Muhammad is his messenger, and the answers to the problems in our life are there.
And if we're going to worship something, I figured I might as well worship the Creator instead of any of the creations.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
George, moving along, we have a few more questions for you. Tell us, how do the men in this business view women? Tell us about that.
Well, again, I can only speak for myself, but I personally would look for women as sexual desires at the time. I would try to conquer as many women as I could sexually at the time. I would be disrespectful with language. I would be disrespectful with my actions. And now I'm in a place where I recognize that this is totally wrong. This is totally haram. I wouldn't want to have anyone speak to my daughter if inshallah Allah was to bless me with a daughter one day. I wouldn't want anyone to view my mother or my grandmother in any kind of disrespectful manner. I wouldn't want to have anyone woman-wise in my family to walk around half-dressed or being belittled or whistled or derogatory statements spoken to them. So I decided to change my way of thinking about women, stop with the sexual desires and lusting and temptation, and I just realized that this was the incorrect way of being, and I was taught this way for so many years that it had became a part of my everyday lifestyle.
George, tell us, what advice do you have for those people out there who are inspiring to be like these celebrities, these people who you used to want to be like before Islam? Tell us.
Well, my advice would be to understand that this is a lifestyle of no return. This is a lifestyle that has no fulfillment. It's a constant chase every day for the same thing. You're chasing the women, the money, the cars, the life. You're chasing the lifestyle, and you still never find that completeness and that fulfillingness. So my advice would be to seek Allah, and to these worldly temptations they take you nowhere. They just take you to a short-term happiness, short-term fulfillment, and it doesn't It's short-term fulfillment and short-term happiness. And once you seek Allah, Allah provides you with that void that you've been missing, such as myself. Allah provides you with that happiness. Allah provides you with the all the tools and all of the survival tactics and survival kits that you need to complete the happiness when it comes to women, when it comes to financial things, when it comes to any of these kind of things Allah will provide it. I can say so because I am a living testament and a living example of this lifestyle. And I have sought Allah, I have found Allah, and now I am happy and those voids have been fulfilled by Allah.
George, tell us a couple more questions. Has it been challenging establishing some of the tenets of Islam, the five daily prayers, you know, seeking knowledge, because Islam, it stimulates the mind, and the more you study, the more you're convinced that this is indeed the truth, and it's a way of life that requires some discipline. Has it been challenging?
Well, it's all a challenge to start, but you know, I continuously ask Allah to make it easy for me, because I come many, many years, my entire life, I've lived this lifestyle. So now, becoming a new Muslim, it is a challenge. It is constant work. It's constant prayer, and I do the best that I can as continuously keeping my faith. And I'm constantly tested every day. And I have done an incredibly remarkable job thus far as a new Muslim. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all. But no, mashallah, I'm doing the best that I can.
George, tell us, with many of the challenges that you've had, now looking back, do you have any regrets with the decision that you've made to become a Muslim, one who has submitted himself entirely to the one Creator?
Well, I don't necessarily say that I have regrets. I will say that living that worldly lifestyle with public figures and music, it did allow me to see the world, something that I would have not have been able to do if I wasn't allowed this opportunity. It's allowed me to go to almost 50 countries. I've been to almost all 50 states. I've been an out-the-box thinker. It's allowed me to discover Islam. It's allowed me to be more global as my way of thinking. But it also provided me with a tempting lifestyle and with a, you know, haram lifestyle. But I don't think I would ever take it back or go back to it if I was offered the opportunity. Now, being a Muslim, I'm happy and more in concern about my salvation, my relationship with Allah. And I think that everyone who experiences this lifestyle should just consider picking up the Quran, speaking to Muslims, and finding out about Islam, and understanding that that lifestyle is a long journey to destruction.
Great having you on the show, on the Dean Show. Thank you very much, George.
Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.
Wa alaikum salam.
Working for some of the most famous individuals out there in the world, and he woke up. I'm ecstatic to see people waking up, realizing that, you know what, that's the wrong way. As he said, let's learn a lesson from his life, that way of life is a road to destruction. Now, why you want to go down a road that's the road to destruction when you see people living an egocentric life, narcissists just full of themselves, just consuming, and as you can see in some of the pictures, all about the bling bling, baby, cars, rides, not thinking about the soul. There's more to life. There's more to life than filling your belly, driving a Bentley, rolling around in a Rolls Royce, getting all the ladies and the women. And the woman, there's more to your life than just being a material possession and chasing a man with money. There's more to these things than the reality TV shows, Jersey Shores, MTV, nighttime, daytime drama. We have to wake up. And that brother woke up. And these shows that we put on are supposed to be for us to benefit from their experiences. Because if somebody already went down a one-way street, you don't have to go down that one-way street also. There is a purpose to life. He realized what it was. So we really want people to ponder and think, contemplate. Are you really happy? Do you really have true peace and contentment in life? Many of those people, as he said, it's a facade. From the outside, it's all smiles, because who doesn't smile for the camera? But when the lights are on, the party's over, and then what? They're having to deal with themselves, and they've been corrupting themselves, corrupting their bodies. So God Almighty has sent the guidance throughout time, and it's simple to understand. Islam is not something dubious, unclear, hazy. It's really straightforward that there's one creator. He created you. He's the one that feeds you. He's the one that takes care of you. And he loves you. He loves you. That's right. So no matter what you've done in the past, start fresh today. A new page, a new beginning. And reach out to the one who created you and ask him for guidance. God loves you. He's given you everything that you have. Don't you love the creator? So ask him for guidance. Sincerely, earnestly, want it. And then start to really weigh out what's more important. Some of these things that I'm doing from day to day, the partying, the drinking, getting drunk, smoking weed, dope, chasing women, the woman chasing the men, fashion magazines, wasting time. And at the end, we die, and then we wake up. Then the reality kicks in. Oh my God, it's over. And then you didn't prepare for the ultimate reality, death. That's right. And then the day of judgment. And we have to decide now, are we going to be people of the hellfire or people of the paradise? And God Almighty, he don't get nothing out of punishing us. He wants the best for us. That's why he warned people about the day of judgment and the hellfire. He sent messengers. And it's been very straightforward, elusive message. Worship the unseen supreme being, the one who created you. As soon as religion gets mystical and weird and bizarre, then it's a red light here. It's hold up. That's a man-made philosophy, ideology, but the ideology, the way of life that's lucid, clear, understandable, no ambiguity in it, it's straightforward, is that way that's been there since the beginning, since the first man. Submit yourself entirely to the one God, the one supreme being. No operators, no secretary, direct dial-up. God doesn't have sons or daughters. He doesn't do these animalistic things that we do as human beings. No, don't insult God. Don't insult God. There's a passage from the Bible in Job. It says, what is man but a maggot? This is in the Bible. And what is the son of man? The son of man is a worm. So when you see, compared to God, we're specks. What are we? Instead of saying glory be to God, we insult God by bringing him down to the level of a human being. You wouldn't want mercy from a judge and call the judge, say, hey, son of a monkey, could you forgive me? No, you wouldn't like it if somebody called you a maggot. Would you? What about calling the creator, bringing him down to the level of a human being and insulting him? Many of us have been programmed that God had a son, that he died. No, God doesn't die. Jesus prayed to the one God. Jesus submitted to the one God. Jesus was a Muslim, just like George Green accepted Islam's submission to the one God. He's a Muslim now. He's chosen not to submit to Muhammad or to the sun or the moon. He decided to submit to the one who created Jesus, the one who created Moses, the one who created you, me, and everything in his universe. And that's where it begins with, oh, I can just keep talking. It's exciting because it's simple to understand. Islam means submission. Look at the word. Submission not to yourself, not to your desires, not to anyone or anything, but submission to the one who created you. Is he not worthy of praise and thanks? He gave you everything. So thank him. Call upon him. Establish a relationship with him. Forget about the past. Because when you accept Islam, all your previous sins, they're eradicated, they're erased. You have a new beginning. So it's a call to action. Look into the Quran. This is your first time viewing the show. It's the verbatim word of God, unchanged, tamper-free, tamper-proof. It's the way of life that was sent down by the Creator throughout time. One religion, because it's one recipient, me and you, the human beings. So it's one message. Worship the one unseen Creator and don't worship his creation. And obey the messenger that was sent. And Muhammad is the last and final messenger. Accepting him, you accept Jesus, Moses, Abraham, all the other messengers that came. And they all came with the same message. Do God's will, not your desires. And if you've been watching the shows, or even if it's your first time, you're like, this is it. It makes sense. And I'm ready to change. Because death can hit you when you turn the channel. You can walk out in the street, and then what? What do you got? So you have to be on the right way, and that right way is the way that God Almighty set down, submission to His will. Call the number on that screen and make that first step. Acknowledge that there is a creator. There's no God but the one God. In Arabic, we say Allah. In Aramaic, Jesus said Allaha. So it's not some foreign God, some moon God. No, it's the one creator that gives you the eyes that you see with, the heart that you love with, the air that you breathe. Is He not worthy of thanks? And that's where it starts with being thankful and grateful, being one that wants the truth. Because when you want it, it's there. Now you got to decide, am I going to continue to live a life of debauchery, just chasing my whims and desires, and then I die and I lose this world, because we're all going to die. And then I lose paradise, the next life, and what's waiting for me then? A hot place. Don't end up being tricked and fooled by the satanic forces. Work hard to be the best human being that you can be, and the only way you can do that is by acknowledging that I have a creator and I'm ready to worship Him. I'm going to follow the blueprint that was set down throughout time, and that's in the Quran, verbatim word of God. So much more to cover, but start with this first step. Call us. Tell them you watched the Dean Show and you're ready to be one who has submitted to the will of God, like George Green and over 1.5 billion people out there in the world today. Islam says love all mankind. That's why we're sharing this message, because we want the best for you and we want the best for all mankind. We'll see you next time, God willing, on the Dean Show. Continue to tune in. Peace be unto you.